The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
All right, well said. Topic number two.
In the most recent dust-up over Common Core, Alabama lawmakers have tabled a bill to toss the standards in the heart of Dixie. The state of the standards in Indiana is still up in the air. What's going to happen with Common Core?
So, Daniel, this has been a big week. At one point, it really looked like things were falling apart on the Common Core front. Looks like things could go south in Alabama. Somehow, that was saved at the last moment. Indiana, as we talk, it still looks like that one might get lost. The RNC recently came out in opposition to the Common Core. How is all this playing out in Minnesota? Do you have a lot of opposition from the right yet?
Well, I will say, if you're following Twitter, Common Core is a buzz these days. And I hear that there were some dramatic happenings down in Alabama for sure, and I'm excited to sort of find out more about what happened there. But you know, up in Minnesota, the way I look at it, we really need to sort of bring this to the forefront. There isn't as much talk about it. Minnesota is one of the states that hasn't adopted both standards. We've just adopted the English language arts standards, and we've kept Minnesota math standards. But we got to get legislators talking about it. We've got to get citizens talking about it, because we're really not having the conversation right now at all.
Well, there's pros and cons to that, though, right? Because a lot of this talk that has happened in other places has been very much misinformed, right? I mean, you've got some of these talk show hosts out there, like Glenn Beck, that are just frankly spreading lies about the Common Core, getting people whipped up about this being some kind of Obama administration or even United Nations conspiracy to take over our kids' minds, etc., losing all historical context here, that this thing started out as a state-led initiative led by the governors, including many Republican governors, and that the standards came out quite good. They're actually quite conservative in some ways, fairly traditional in things like English language arts, certainly compared to what many other states had before. So the conversation is not always one that's pitched at a very high level. Now, Minnesota, you've certainly got Tea Party folks in Minnesota. How do you explain that they have not yet engaged on this issue?
Well, you know, as I say, this is one of those things that actually folks on both sides of the aisle can agree on. So you've got red states and blue states both adopting the Common Core standards. And that's why I think we've got to sort of define what they are before those who are opposing it can come out and define it for others. And so, I certainly understand that there's some misinformation out there and we've got to combat that. But as I look at these standards, look, they're allowing, folks on the right to say teachers can spend more time doing higher level thinking skills and really digging in around how to help students understand how to problem solve and sort of take the next step beyond just rote, drill and kill or memorization. And on the other side, you're allowing more local control. You're allowing folks to make decisions that fit the needs of their students. And who can argue with that?